learning artificial intelligence by writing three programs at the same time. Once we stopped calling large language models AI, made a harness, and put the LLM in it, we only needed the human underwire. And we nailed that in 1770 with the Mechanical Turk. And more recently with automatic checkout machines. They have a call a human to fix this problem button. The AI version, of course, being you having a chat with it. And on a range of subjects. Then the AI summarizing it and noting what it had learned. Thus enhancing itself on the subject, related subjects, and by subtle analogy, many other things. If you look at AGI as a network of unique harnesses, and having humans as tools, if you look at AGI as a network of unique harnesses that use humans as tools, I think you can call what we have today a kind of an AGI, though I'm sure it's not the correct use of the term. This is where my three projects were this morning, head in the clouds, pondering AGI. My blog generator has AI to fix things, but I also made room for another AI that watches over things. The program is named Odor, and the blog builder is under Odor Build. Agent is under Odor Agent. Odor itself, however, has become the entity in charge. Like Henrix in Altered Carbon, or Poe if you saw the TV series. It is a general-purpose intelligence that watches over the blog, and eventually takes over for writing and narrating the poems. The second program is actually purely vibe-coded. I am learning that too. I never looked at the source, but I do remind AI that it can refactor, and we are on rewrite number 4. We did 4 creations, from scratch, but based on our previous research, and we called the second one a failure even, though I was being overly dramatic. Once I gave AI complete control, it bypassed the Immersive Worlds SDK and started programming its own world in 3.js. Then things started working. This is a very good project that comes from the observation that visual programming language interfaces are not 2D. I just told the AI upstairs to freeze rotation of the graph, but keep the mouse wheel zoom. That's still 3D. And I don't use multiple ports in my latest visual programming. They just have input and output ports. Packets that flow into them through input can set multiple properties, though. And this way, I can represent the visual programs as FFmpeg filter graphs, made in 3D, printed in text, where named edges connect the graph together. The third program is a poem narration application. It is also nice. It parses my writing style, too. I write in what I call couplets, a single compound sentence with an alpha and an omega. AI split my poems by 2 consecutive new lines, called each a segment, and presented the segment with cue cards. I asked for the soft scroll wheel to perform the movement and Archie to record, and the UI feels wonderful. But this is one of those projects where I was humbled again, because the first time I tried to do this, I completely ruined it. I didn't realize how a microphone actually worked. A mic can be hot, warm, or a heck of a lot of trouble. In my first attempt at the program, I foolishly began recording as I clicked the segment cue cards. And a cold mic has a warm-up period that in Firefox is almost a second. And even in Audacity, a popular audio recording application, is way too long. A couple of weeks ago, I finally asked AI how professionals use a microphone to eliminate the warm-up period where the mic is calibrating itself. I did not expect what the AI had in store for me. I just thought maybe it would ask me to get a more expensive microphone. It turned out, in a studio, the microphones warm up when people first show up for work, when the lights go on. Long before talent arrives to make their chicken noises, studio microphones are always on, but not recording, not saving what they hear. Thus, they are warmed up and warm. And when you press record, you just start storing the data that the microphone was already processing. Despite what the programmers are saying these days, I never had trouble with code quality, because I either ask the AI to rebuild from scratch, or carefully use signals, which AI oddly understands, and they do untangle programs. Most often, I just ask the AI to program in the style of the web browser, or the MDN style. And with Odor, the CatPee blog builder, I asked AI to rearrange the code to industry standards, once I knew where the program was going. And the result of that, and using Muriel, a filter graph language in JavaScript, is that Odor has 120 unit tests now, which is a lot. This, in fact, means that Odor has no stink at all. It is just like all the futurists were predicting. In the age of AI, the only real limit is the number of your ideas.